inside the My Fix It Up Life Man Cave with Mark and Teresa. Today's guest may be a frustrated general contractor of sorts, but Fox NFL's Frank Caliendo always makes a solid impression. Mark is asking Frank his much anticipated Kermit the Frog question, and Frank shares his passion for ballet, swimming in his front yard, and if his kids are following in his impresario footsteps. Craftsman's Chris Malkowski and Best Buy's Cy Paulson are also stopping by to share what's hot in tools and technology to outfit your man cave. Mark and Teresa are announcing new free stuff and giving away the much-anticipated three-tool custom Dremel prize pack. Plato would be pleased to know this cave is not just a reflection of awesome. It's built with real wood, cool tools, and hot technology. And we're bringing it to you next on My Fix It Up Life. Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my gorgeous, gorgeous husband.
Hey, keep going. I'm ready, yeah. Bring that on. I don't get a lot of this.
Gorgeous.
I don't get a lot of this, and now that it's here, I'm comfortable with it.
You're very comfortable?
Oh, you bet I am.
Well, I'm very comfortable because we've got an action-packed show today.
We're wall-to-wall.
We are, and I'm just very lucky that I am invited inside the man cave, too.
Oh, you see, the man cave, some people have rules about them, some people don't.
No, you don't have any rules?
I don't have a man cave.
You don't. Your man cave is the roof.
Yeah.
That's the only place
you can... man cave is the roof. Yeah, if there's a whirring chainsaw blade, that's where it can be.
A chainsaw blade? On the roof? What are you doing up there? Should I go up there and check it out and make sure it's safe?
We have we really do have an action-packed, wall-to-wall show today.
We do. We are very lucky because we are sharing our interview with Frank Caliendo. You know, he might have been, you know, on Leno.
Never heard of it.
I know, seriously? But, you know, him on My Fix It Up Life, I think it was a bigger deal for him.
It
is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. My Fix It Up Life, Leno, whatever.
Well, you know, Frank is a family-oriented comedian.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's his shtick.
We're a family-oriented show, so we're a perfect fit.
I saw him on NFL Sunday last week, I think. He was doing Jack Nicholson howling.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did. He just knocked that one out of the park.
Well, and I'm excited to talk to Chris from Craftsman Tools, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out how you can trick out your man cave. Say, for example, if your man cave's not all about the consumption of sports.
Yes. And we're also going to be checking in with Best Buy and learning a lot about what's new in TVs and gaming and all of the cool stuff that guys like to, well, girls too.
Yeah.
Get their hands around.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all about just wrapping yourself in the stuff that you want.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I kind of would like to have a woman cave in our house eventually someday, maybe when the children are gone and, you know, be able to have my sewing and my drawing and all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay. Well, that would be cool. And as a matter of fact, I think I saw an ad today on DIY Network for a show that might just be the answer to that.
Really?
I totally saw it in passing. I wasn't paying attention, but it has something to do with some type of tricked out lovely den.
Oh, yeah. It's the female's answer because it's all about family in the den. I think the den used to be the man's area, but I think it's now...
Yes, I'll be retiring to my den.
Men are now inside the cave with,
yes,
you know, all of their spears and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I'm excited
because we're giving away the three-tool custom Dremel prize pack today at the end of the show.
Very excited.
I can't wait to share who's going to win that.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Because I know.
I don't.
I know, I totally know.
I don't.
I think I might be one of the few who do know who's going to win. And we are going to be doing another giveaway for My Fix It Up Life coming in the next, you know, the spring.
Yes, the spring.
We're going to announce that giveaway, too.
Yeah, we're going to announce it today.
Right now.
Right. Well, today's right now to me.
Today is right now. And do we have our caller on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, Teresa and Mark. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic.
Now, are you from Maine with
Am
the
I?
Y'all?
New York City, actually.
New York City.
You tell?
Totally.
No, I'm in Georgia. I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, cool. And mm-hmm. I have to ask, are you what cute shoes do you have on right now?
Okay, you want to know the truth? Mm-hmm. I went to the Y this morning and exercised, so I do not have any shoes on right now, Teresa. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. And Kim is calling in because we have a very important announcement to make about real outdoor living.
Yes, we do, but we have to say who Kim is.
Oh, who is she?
You were talking to her like, yeah, Kim, hey, what color shirt are you wearing?
Well,
you know,
Teresa and I talk about shoes. That's what we do.
Well, and Kim's daughter is totally like a shoe hound.
She is.
Totally.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's actually listening live in the other room, so I'm sure I'm going to hear a comment in a minute.
Well, Kim represents real outdoor living.
Yes.
And real outdoor living is, Kim, fill in the blank.
Real outdoor living is a program that works to educate people about the benefits of using pressure-treated wood in outdoor building projects, especially things like decks and playset.
Ooh.
And I know.
Pregnant pause.
I know.
We've been around about 2.5 years, and we are, you know, we're an association. We don't sell or buy anything. We're part of a wood association in Georgia that represents a bunch of folks up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And so what we do is we've got tons of information out there on social media, on the Internet. We do things at shows, as y'all know, to teach people more about pressure-treated wood. Because there's, you know, I heard your interview with Brad from the Builder Show, and he said it perfectly. There's a lot of misinformation out there about pressure-treated wood.
There is. You know, realoutdoorliving.com is a great place to go because there are videos that Brad did that Mark loves because
yes.
We love watching Brad do everything. Brad's a friend of ours, and we've known him for years.
Yeah. It's affection through derision.
Exactly. But you can learn about building a planter, a porch swing, you know, fence
right.
and gazebo, and there's even a link to a decking cost calculator, too.
So there is. Isn't that cool? And, you know, there's we have something kind of new on there, too. If you go and look, again, you just said it, but it's realoutdoorliving.com. If you go and look under the video section, there's a video there called Pressure Treated 101, and it's sort of a series of little 90-second videos that you can watch that really teach you everything you need to know about how to use it, how to maintain it, how to work with it. You know, with the maintenance thing, we call it the maintenance myth because there's, I mean, y'all use it all the time. There's a lot of information out there that pressure-treated wood is hard to work with. And is it hard to work with?
No. I've been building stuff out of treated for a long time. I love just... Anyway, don't get me started. What we do have to get started on, though, is the actual announcement because there will be more videos and more information and a giveaway of, Teresa.
Real wood, real fun, an outdoor play structure that we are going to be giving away.
We are going to be designing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be cutting a package at the My Fix It Up Life HQ, and we will give that away wholesale.
Yes.
You know, we are so excited to be doing this with y'all. This is just going to be outstanding because one of the main uses for pressure-treated wood is playsets. And people, you know, we went through a phase. I know, Mark, you and Brad touched on this. We went through a phase about 8 or 9 years ago where people were afraid of pressure-treated wood. And that feeling is very outdated now. It's just not true. It's not factual. There's nothing wrong with pressure-treated wood. And it's such a great product to use for playsets because I have one in my backyard that's actually built using CCA lumber. And, you know, I make my children go out and lick it every day.
And we are going to find out more about that next and in future episodes of My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
So I'm glad I'm waiting. Sometimes we agree just to agree. And sometimes we won't fight with the referee. And sometimes I thank God you walked into my life.
My Fix It Up Life, and that is a sneak preview of our new My Fix It Up Life song by The Tim Williams.
By The Tim Williams.
At timwilliams.com.
Whose website doesn't have The in it.
Yeah.
The fabulous and talented Tim Williams.
Charming and attractive as well, I have to say.
Put together, that song withered me.
Well, that is actually from a live performance he did in downtown Philly, and it's not even in a studio. Like, it's so good. That's a preview of the actual song that he's going to cut in the studio, and it's going to be the first song on his new CD.
Yeah.
So everyone go to timwilliams.com and listen to his music, because he rocks.
Buy this guy's record. It's worth it.
Go to iTunes, download all of his stuff.
Do the whole thing.
And, you know, that's great, because this is, now we're in Fix It Up Find.
Yeah, we Fix It Up Found Tim.
We Fix It Up Found Tim. We did actually find him at a local bar in our town.
Yeah, just playing.
And then we hired him to play our daughter's birthday party.
When she was six,
I
maybe?
I think it was, yeah.
Five?
Five or six, yeah.
I'm going to go with five.
Yeah. He was so good to her, too, and let her sing into the microphone.
Oh, there's a picture of her. He's playing a song that he doesn't know.
Well,
it was a song that he didn't know. It was popular at the time, and he knew the chorus, so he just sang it and played on his guitar, and then she thought he knew the whole thing, of course.
Well, yeah, she didn't know. She was only six.
Fabulous, fabulous little story. He's such a nice guy.
But Fix It Up Finds, and we're inside the man cave.
Yeah, it's all about the man cave. In fact, if I had a man cave, I'd have Tim play at it.
You would?
Yeah, no radio, just Tim.
Well, you know, I have in front of me a survey that was done by ServiceMagic.com, and it says 40% of homeowners say that their home already has a man cave, and that 13% said a man cave is either in the planning stages or in the process of being built. And our friends over at DIY Network with Man Caves probably would love to hear that.
They would. Mm-hmm. Jason Cameron and Tony Siragusa's show.
I wonder if they have anything to do with that.
Which that?
The surge in man caveness.
Sure, why not? I mean, the show's on every 12 seconds.
It really is. And this time of year, it really is, too, because, you know, the football stuff and everything.
The football stuff. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be looking ahead to Final Four. And
I love how they play on Super Bowl Sunday, the Toilet Bowl with Matt Minster from Bath Crashers.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, they call it the Toilet Bowl. They play bathroom episodes all day long.
See, Toilet Bowl, right there. See, what they're doing is the play on words there, bowl.
So what goes into the typical man cave, Mark? I want to say that we have some stats here.
Oh, yes, you're quizzing me, and I was ready. I was jumping ahead.
You have the answers right in front of you.
I realize that. Yeah. I put them there.
A flat screen TV, 75% of men have a flat screen. Not so for our friend Doug Mahoney, though.
No, I think he sits in an Iron Maiden.
No, he has bookshelves, remember?
That's right.
He made a man cave so that he had a place to put his books. Tool snob Doug Mahoney, who we love.
Toolsnob.com, the best tool writer, and just an amazing purveyor of the English language.
I would say the second best tool writer.
Thank you.
You're my
favorite.
Just like I told Norm, you're my favorite carpenter. Sorry, Norm Abram from this old house.
I think he lived. I don't think he even needs therapy or anything.
I think he went off and drank his venti Starbucks.
Oh, that thing was glowing.
Did I tell you that he kissed me?
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Norm is just such a nice guy.
He didn't kiss you.
No, he gave me a hearty handshake.
I didn't see him kissing anyone else either.
I followed him around for the rest of the day. I didn't see it.
You probably did.
The next time Norm's on our show will be the last time Norm's on our show.
Well, 69% in this survey of man caves had a recliner, 68% stereo, 67% refrigerator, a DVD player, same amount, computer, 65%, or bar, 64%. So those are the key items for a man cave, and you found a website, mancavestore.com, to find out all cool stuff, too.
That's right. And know what we've got 100% of?
A break coming up.
We'll see you on the other side with more of my Fix It Up Life.
So glad I'm waiting. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee.
Got a
home improvement question, My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my howling husband, Mark, and I am his wife, Teresa, and I admit that freely and openly. I go to therapy every week, and where I have to stand up and say, yes, Mark is my husband.
So we're a radio show, so we do the radio stuff. People point at each other, you know, radio moves. And usually JT just sort of says, you know, when we're coming in, the music's ready.
He gives a little
I usually do the Isaac thing from Love Boat, where he does, like, the double finger point.
Yeah. Well, this time he did the fill in the blank of your favorite professional baseball player pitcher here. He threw the point over at Teresa, who, like, got startled, jumped back in her chair. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life. Oh, my God.
Figured I'd go for it.
You went for it. That's good. But can we get to our caller?
Yes,
we can.
We're
in man cave. We got to outfit our man cave.
Let's watch baseball.
I want to, you know, nesting and stuff. I'm a woman. I want to, like, make it nice and pretty and have all the nice, cool stuff that you want to have.
We are joined by Chris Malkowski from Craftsman Tools. Chris, are you there?
I am here. Hi, everyone.
Hi. We are so glad to talk with you today.
Oh, she's not glad to talk with us.
Oh.
Moving on.
Actually, I'm thrilled to be talking with you. I'm calling from Chicago. We're having a mild heat wave. It might hit 32 degrees.
Oh, that's warm.
You're just outside in your T-shirt and Tevas mowing the lawn?
Yeah, you know, after a couple of below zero days, it actually feels kind of warm.
Now, you guys have snow on the ground?
Oh, yes, definitely. But not like New York.
Yeah, we're buried.
Well, yeah, we are.
It's like Vermont here.
It's not really like Vermont here.
Anyway,
so I want to talk about tools. I want to talk about tool organization, and I want to find out what my husband Mark needs for his man cave.
Well, we have so many ideas and items that Mark could use. This is one area where Craftsman really focuses to bring delight to our customers. So if you were going to create the perfect man cave, I would start with flooring in your garage. Now, Craftsman just launched a PVC copolymer blend flooring that has a lot of really cool stuff. You know, you can either put down a plastic flooring, but if it cuts, you get moisture under it, you start growing mold, it gets disgusting. If you stain on it, you know, you can't just cut out a portion of it. Well, we've kind of solved all of that. This is interlocking flooring that you lay down. Each piece is about 12 inches by 12 inches, and it has a patented air-dry design. So it actually, there's a place where you can park the wheels of your car. If it has snow on it, the snow will melt off. It takes it down underneath the flooring so you don't have puddles setting around. And then it dries it out so that you don't grow mold or anything. And if you spill, you know, your painting shelf in your garage or something and you spill paint, just pick up that one 12 by 12 inch sheet and replace it with a new one.
Oh, I love that.
How about colors? Are there color choices?
Yes, it comes in red, black, gray, and tan, or beige.
And can you get them in, like, I've already got a plan here, so I wish we had about an hour to talk instead of, like, two more minutes. But can you buy them in packs so you could do, like, a checkerboard on your floor, for example?
Oh, absolutely. You can mix and match the colors and the designs. It has a cool little raised coin element to
it. Yep, so I know what you're talking about.
It's extra comfortable to walk on. You can still move around heavy table saws and things like that on this flooring. I'm putting it in my husband's garage for Father's Day.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I love that.
And you know what? Coincidentally,
what?
Craftsman makes table saws.
It's like you planned it?
Yeah, it's like I planned it.
Totally.
I think that's a hint.
Yes.
And, you know, a really cool place to go, too, is to go to Facebook and go to the Craftsman page on Facebook and check out the Craftsman Experience, because there are so many cool projects and videos on there, too, that can totally inspire anyone in their man cave.
Yeah, so tonight at 7 o'clock, live streaming from the Craftsman Experience, we're actually partnering with the Medieval Times to show you how to make your own swords out of wood. So it's a project that you could do with your kids if you wanted to. Tomorrow night we're going to show how to construct the ultimate birdhouse for the Medieval Times falcon.
Oh my goodness. And, you know, you should check it out. It's Facebook.com/Craftsman. So you can go to the Craftsman Experience page. And we have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
My Fix It Up Life, and I am sitting here with my husband inside the Fix It Up Man Cave.
I didn't really realize this was the man cave in as much as we share the studio.
Well, we do share the studio, and I kind of like being in the man cave because there's just so much manliness that goes on here.
How did you guys fit so many chicks in this man cave? What I want to know.
I think it's because my husband Mark is so handsome, honey. They just follow you down the street, right, darling?
Well,
kind of embarrassing for our 9-year-old, though.
Yeah, hey, daddy's a sex symbol. You know what I'm saying?
But I do like how you have her serving beer. That's really nice. Keeping her busy.
I do like to serve my husband a nice beer, but I do not want to get a kegerator, though. You can't get one, but can you find one at the Man Cave store?
You can. The ManCaveStore.com. This place is fascinating. is just checking it out. And they sell all the stuff that you would typically associate with a man cave, maybe short of tools.
Well, you know, the cool thing, though, is that they have those keg chairs that you were that I was talking about on the DIY network. I saw some kind of man cave, and they had the keg chairs I talked about a few weeks ago on our show.
Chair made out of a keg.
But you can actually buy them. I didn't realize that they were for sale.
I believe that they bought those on that show, but I don't really know what the deal is. Except to say that you can get them at the man/cave store.com.
Well, you know, and another cool thing that we saw at the International Builder Show was a solution for making your garage into a man cave.
Yes, but I wanted to say one more thing about Man Cave Store.
Okay.
This website's so cool that they'll sell you a skee ball table, pool table, those chairs that you were talking about, couches. They even give you a guy's phone number.
They give you a guy's phone number? Did you call it?
I didn't. Randy Marion at randymarion.com. Well, he will give you the best possible deal on a GMC car, even if he has to ship it to you.
Really?
704-400-8758. It's the dude's cell phone number.
That's great, Mark.
Yeah. You were saying?
I was saying breezylivingscreens.com. We saw it at the International Builder Show. And our special guest today, Frank Caliendo, he actually stopped and checked this product out. And from what I hear, he checked out Ford trucks.
Yeah.
And he checked out this product, and there's 1,200 exhibits at the International Builder Show. So.
And he caught two that caught our eye.
Exactly. And what Breezy Living Screens is it changes your garage into having like instead of a garage door, it's a garage screen.
Well, it's not instead of, it's in addition to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, picture your regular garage door rolls on rollers, mm-hmm. up and down, but it's a slab, obviously. You can't open the door and not let bugs in. This is a screen wall that operates the same way, and it has a door within it, so you can pass through without opening the whole thing.
Yes, it's very cool, and it's breezylivingscreens.com. And another cool thing from Stanley for your man caveness.
For your man caveness. This is for the tool junkie man caveness.
This is if your man cave is dark.
If you do stuff, it's the Stanley clamping flashlight. And
a clamping flashlight is just so cool.
Picture like a 6-inch lens flashlight, 6-inch diameter lens flashlight, but instead of it having like a regular body like a flashlight, it has a clamp.
Yes.
You can clamp it on a joist. You can clamp it. I've clamped it on a cable, cable building the pergola so I could get 10 more minutes of light.
You did. That was really exciting to see you outside. It was kind of like you were at Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yeah, smaller scale.
On a very smaller scale.
Yeah, but the thing's great. I've used it to put to see what I'm doing at the wood pile, and I can lean it down.
And at Jack's birthday party, did you already talk about that?
Did I already talk about it? We're sitting across from each other.
Well,
you think I'm having a secret conversation with JT?
You used it to light up the cooler because it got dark out.
Yeah.
And so people could find the beer.
No cords.
Because, you know, being able to find the beer at a party is key, and we always reach for our Stanley tools when we want to find our beer.
Okay. Thanks for sponsoring us this year, Stanley.
I'm just kidding.
I'm glad you haven't continued your sponsorship because of that.
But it's true. You know, tools are made for a specific reason, to make it easier to work on your job site.
That's right.
But there's always other ways that you can use them in your daily life, and I think it's awesome.
Well, this would be good to keep in the car, like if you ever get a flat tire.
Yeah.
Because you can position it and you can see.
Well, that's why I keep you in the car when I go places.
Stanley,
you can change my tire.
StanleyTools.com.
And if you,
it takes 4C batteries.
And if
do
you
we
go,
have any other fix it up?
If
fine.
You go to StanleyTools.com, there's something else you can find there. If you go to the video tab on there, the video center for Stanley Tools, you will see my hot husband, Mark, demonstrating like, I don't know, a dozen different awesome Stanley Tools.
You can check that out at StanleyTools.com, and you're going to have to check us out after we take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
My wife Teresa.
Oh, yay!
Bunch of Ford trucks.
Oh, we are surrounded by awesome trucks.
And keynote speaker, impresario. Is that what you call an impresario?
I don't even know what that means.
But I don't either.
I've seen it every once in a while.
I don't either.
You need that question? Oh, that's
awesome.
I mean, sometimes you talk about trying to sound clearer, and sometimes you just leave the microphone and boom. I mean, that's what happened right there.
Some water with that mic, you know, to
just
get out
a little bit.
Just
hear
some throat noise.
So we're not joined by Jay Leno.
No, we're not.
We could be,
though. That's always a possibility.
We are joined by Frank Caliendo, though, who you know. Where would anybody know you from?
I was a dancer for years.
You look it.
Ballet, probably.
I've just been doing comedy. I just do, you know, Fox NFL Sunday, the pregame show there with Jerry Bradshaw, worked with those goons.
Yes.
I was on Mad TV for 5 years. You can see reruns of that. So, and now I'm just, I've been working in Vegas with the Monte Carlo in Vegas for the last year or so. Doing the Tonight Show in a couple of weeks. Another week. I don't know what day it is.
You going to be the guest or the guest host?
I'm going to dress up as Jay and take over. Hey, what's going on? Why are these dogs surrounding me? Just doing the guest thing and talking about stuff. Trying to do the same thing I'm doing right now.
Not
making a lot of
sense. We'll be with you.
Yeah, you're going to be there.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be fixing up some stuff.
Awesome. We'll bring the tool.
There it is.
Yeah, we can do that. No problem. Yeah.
Now, rumor has it you fixed up a farmhouse behind your current shack,
It had the trailer siding on it. It was a fairly nice house. We tore apart the middle of it. It was a good design of a house, but the floor plan was nice, but there was a pantry. As you walked into the front door of the house, there was a pantry there. So we cut out the pantry and made a giant space with a pool table and all that kind of stuff, fun for the kids, and then knocked out a couple other walls and built like a little playroom and stuff like that for the kids.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. How many kids you have?
I don't have any yet. I'm just planning.
No, two. Cool, because I feel totally awkward now. Thanks.
That's awesome. I have a six-year-old and a four-year-old. Were you in there for the performance?
No, we were here.
Oh, yeah, we were out here working.
Yeah. Well, Human Nature was there, and they're an amazing, you know, Motown-type group, but they're all Australian. And the funny thing is, they would sing Motown. They sing it amazingly, and then they speak, and I would think it was the Wiggles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like, beauty night, and we go. Fruit salad.
So you're very familiar with the Wiggles.
Oh, yeah. You guys have children?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
now
right, because you're moving the kids around from the, So you've experienced the Wiggles.
We've experienced, we spent a lot of time, unfortunately, singing all those songs in our head.
I've gotten the chance to meet them, which is pretty cool. But I do a joke of my act, usually, any parents here, you ever do this, watch the Wiggles with the kids. Kids leave the room half an hour later, and you're the only one still there watching.
Oh, that's
my goodness. We ended,
Blue's Clues. I didn't realize you're watching.
We were watching Blue's Clues, and our two-year-old's out of the room. He's doing something else, and we're...
How about physics or stuff? Yeah. The kid's doing...
Well, the horrifying thing is, I kind of saw him, I said, what's going to happen next? Steve, don't go.
Well, the funny thing, though, is our two-year-old actually, like, brings out the Home Depot book and, like, the 1-2-3 or Popular Mechanics, like, the really big books, and he spends hours reading them. So he's got a crazy genetic thing from us about home improvement.
There you go.
Yeah, and we're watching Blue's Clues.
You can actually see the brain matter coming out of the ears. It's a train wreck.
Well, that's why I walk that way, too, in, like, in Blue's Clues, where I just pretend I'm walking and the scenery moves behind
me. That actually is a good technique. We should try that at home.
Now, here's a question that I've always wanted to ask, but never had the opportunity to ask anyone. And I quote...
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I would get nervous.
Should I turn my headset off so I can't hear it?
I got this from Kermit the Frog roughly 20 years ago when he was interviewing Rich Little. When Kermit asked, now this is a hard-hitting question, this is ripped from today's headlines, or 20 years ago, are you speaking in your own voice or are you imitating yourself?
Right now.
Right now.
I know, I got it. I'm just going to give you an awkward chair. Just to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible. I mean, last time that was asked, it was by a puppet in 1973. No, this is
what
it. This is where I'm
at. Like a puppet. Yeah.
No, this is it. This is
you.
That's a funny question.
Now, do your kids impersonate different characters they see on TV?
A little bit, but they're shy, so they were around me, But then,
How many of shy kids?
They're just sick of watching Dad.
They're all set with Blue's Clues.
No, they do a little bit of the voices. There's a show. I mean, maybe you know it. It's Phineas and Ferb. Have you seen that? They do the Phineas and Ferb stuff all the time. So.
Yeah, Lexi likes that.
Yeah,
right on.
I'm Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
I don't love the children enough to watch all the shows.
Now, here's a question that we get asked a lot because we're married and we work together and we're around each other all day long. You work with your brother.
Yeah, but they're far away.
They're always far away?
Yeah, I'd make it to that. Now, my brother Terry runs the website, and then which is frankcalliando.com. There's a plug that just happened to sneak in.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry, no one's listening.
That was
buy merchandise on that website?
Yeah. Wow, this plug is getting sneakier than the top of Joe Biden's head.
Good do you accept morning. Cash there?
I don't know about that. And then my other brother runs, like, logistics, which he kind of screwed up today. So I only have one brother working for me now. Not kidding. Somebody just told me that I'm a frustrated general contractor. That's what somebody told me the other day, because I'm always doing something to the house. So,
So what are you doing now?
Right now we're doing mostly the outside of a 2.25-acre place, which we just got, and just doing some simple inside stuff. The big project we did, was my contractor, Tim. I live in Tempe, Arizona. He lives in that area. He became a great friend of mine through all the things he screwed up. And, no, he was actually
so
great.
You were forced to fire him?
Fireman's making my friend. But no, we like that house. So we went crazy with that and really did a lot of that. We're still getting over it. We did a pool. It sounds crazy, and it is crazy, but I have a 70,000-gallon pool that's actually in the front yard of one house that we walked in.
What?
It's huge, yeah.
It's in the front yard.
Yeah, but you can't tell because it's weird because it doesn't have, like, curb appeal because it's hidden behind other houses. So it's actually, because it's a house that's connected to mine, it's actually behind it. So if you're coming in from the front, it would be... This doesn't make sense. I'm not helping myself.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Yeah, good. Fair enough. Well, that makes all of us.
Welcome to the club.
Did you have your own, like, private man cave area at your house?
We have a couple different things that are kind of like that. They all end up being for the kids, though.
Yeah.
I start making it for myself, and then it eventually becomes something to play Wii on all day.
Well, Mark's man cave at our house is our room. He goes up there. He doesn't get bothered by anybody.
Yeah.
It's the only
mom won't let anybody come up there.
No way.
That's right.
And mom won't go up there either.
Right. Well, I may do that.
You should think about it. And in Tempe, Arizona, you probably only need, like, a little sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not to go up there during the summer.
If you can't cut it out, you know what I mean? If you can't hang, going on the roof is 180 degrees.
Well, yeah, only a tough guy to do that. Like you, darling.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as being a comedian, an impersonator, an entertainer of all sorts,
I forgot
dancer. He's wearing ballet shoes. He told me not to say.
They're under my regular.
How did you even? When did it choose you?
I went to school for broadcast journalism, and then I decided that I didn't want to work for real, and then I've been working for the part of it. I just tried it. I went up on stage at a comedy club and started doing colleges and got on TV and never really looked back.
Right on.
Wow.
It's easy.
So do you ever take a vacation?
I'm trying to. My wife is getting to that point where it's time. I've tried here and there and failed pretty miserably. So that's why I've kind of done my house to be like a resort.
Right.
So I'm happy to be, because I'm tired of traveling. My job is traveling, and I get to go to really great places. But I just want to be home, so I made my home. Like, my contractor's like, it's so funny because he's like, everybody else does some things on their house to improve it. You do it to stay home. He goes, he's almost hurting his own business. He's like, I wouldn't spend this much money fixing up my house.
Nice.
I would go on vacation to get away from my house. I'm like, I just like being home. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, as far as the NFL goes, are you a true NFL fan?
Yeah. I'm not as versed in the game as like Jimmy Johnson. I know a lot more than Terry Bradshaw, but that was funny. That was good stuff.
Know what's going on. He just talked constantly.
You know, he's a real estate guy, too. I don't know how much home fixing up, but he's actually a pretty smart business guy. But other than that, no, he is real estate. That guy's lost. I'm trying to find out where I was, Mike. Where were you? Where I was standing.
All right. It's already going to toggle into the can you stay for another hour, although we only have about 20 seconds.
We do, unfortunately. And you have to buy all of the merchandise at frankcaliendo.com.
Yes, you want to mail him suitcases and duffel bags full of cash, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Credit cards accepted.
Yeah.
And we would like a membership to your resort, too.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Come on.
So we'll
come
sign
on
up
out.
For let's, that. Can we sign up on your website?
Yeah, I think you can.
Your wife would love that, right?
Wow, that's a whole different bag.
Well, we're getting
what? What?
Who are these people?
My wife is Edith Bunker. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
I think we should probably just laugh our way out. And we'll see you next from the International Builder Show on the Ford Trucks booth on my Fix It Up Live. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life, and I kind of like it when your name is written on your shirt.
Yeah, I don't know when we have that. I guess I have to do with a Sharpie.
Well, I have to say that the song that we're listening to right now is by one Eric Stromer, one of the 50 Sexiest Men by People Magazine. You might know him from TLC.
You might know him from TLC and other home improvement. Improvement television and
soap operas.
A real deal carpenter and also a real deal singer-songwriter.
Yes.
It's quite an album. We got a chance to listen to a few tracks and he's on it, man.
And he's an expert for AOL's DIY life too.
That's right.
Yeah, we bang around with him on that site too.
That's
we contribute
right.
there.
Yeah, we're experts as well.
I have to say that we haven't made the People Magazine's list though, like Eric.
I'm on it now.
And Eric has this hair, I'm just saying, that's just something else. It's like the soap opera California handsome men hair. It's just like hair.
Yeah, but ironically, he's from Chicago.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's ironic.
Yeah,
but he's a handsome sight.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Yes, he is.
He is at least 13 feet tall.
Yeah, he is about 13 feet tall, too, yeah.
Super nice, totally real,
And what did he tell us his wife choreographs for Ringling, the circus, and also Madonna?
And other famous names that you know.
Totally.
And when
so
he
the
said choreographs, he meant choreographed a tour.
Yes, the tour.
Like, big, not like one thing.
No, like the tours. Yeah. So anyway, that is, and you can find Eric Stromer on iTunes and download his songs and just rock out to his new music.
His website's ericstromer.com.
And we are going to be giving away our cool tools.
From Dremel.
Yes, the custom Dremel tool pack, which is the Dremel Trio, the Dremel 8200, and the cordless Multimax oscillating tool. And I want to read what was written and what everybody voted in the most votes. This one got the most votes of everybody else.
Bring it. I don't know the answer.
Now, the reason is we recently just bought our first house this past August. Our remodeling projects have been so frustrating because we never have all the tools we need to get the job done and therefore sit unfinished. This Dremel prize pack would eliminate a lot of our frustration by providing what we need to help complete some of our unfinished projects, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, new interior doors, and more. I would, all caps, love to win this. And that was written by Heather Zamora. Congratulations, you won.
You did win, Heather, and congratulations. Dremel will be getting that right out to you.
They will, and I am ready to talk about our new prizes that are going to be up for grabs. You want to go and check this out?
This is going to be a great one. This is another one where people are passionate about these tools, and they're from Arrow Fasteners, and it's a complete package of staplers and electric nailers from Arrow Fasteners. And I'm gonna have to read this because there's five of them. There's the T50 Heavy Duty staple gun, redesigned, easier to use than ever before. Seen it in real life. The T50 red staple gun, and let's see, the electric staple gun, the HT50i, and their killer new hammer tacker, the EBN 320. So if you've got like installation all over the map, complete set of fasteners and adhesives, this will get you moving through all kinds of projects.
So go to our website, myfixituplife.com, or go to our Facebook page, and you can write in why you want to win and then get all your friends to vote for you, because whoever gets the most votes will win this $500 cool tool package from Arrow Fastener.
Oh, yeah. And
we're giving it away in March. So you've got time to enter to win and time to get your friends to vote for you. You can vote once a day.
Right on.
We also have another cool thing we were talking about at the top of the hour.
Yeah, with Kim from Real Outdoor Living.
Real Outdoor Living and My Fix It Up Life. We are putting together an awesome play set.
Yes, we are. We're designing this here at the My Fix It Up Life
HQ. We are, and we are going to be cutting the package together for you and sending it out for you to, with all of the fasteners and gift card for you to be able to put it together yourself in a video too.
Yeah.
And you can enter to win on our website starting in February.
The Real Wood Real Fun Playset.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is going to rock.
It is going to rock. Yeah. You're going to love it, and I'm so excited about this too.
It's going to be fun to play on, it's going to be fun to build, and it's not going to cost you a dime.
No, it's not, and it's going to give you so much fun. And if you want to be inspired before you can win the prize, you go to realoutdoorliving.com and check out all the other cool videos that are up there and build another project out of pressure treated.
That's right.
Yeah.
No shortage of projects with pressure treated lumber.
And we have another giveaway we're going to announce right now, too.
We do.
I hope you're taking notes, because these are awesome, awesome giveaways.
These are, and you know, I don't want to be like all whatever this would be, but these are not inexpensive items.
No, these are rocking. So what is it, Mark?
This next giveaway is the Craftsman Turntight Yard Tractor.
Yes.
So it's a yard tractor lawnmower with the tightest turning radius in the industry. So you can go around like a birdbath with this thing.
Well, this is a new, this is
brand new. It's not even in the stores.
Okay.
By the time the giveaway finishes, the stores will then be loaded with these tools, with these machines, I'm sorry.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We were sneak previewing it at the International Builders Show. You hopped on one of them, right? In the Craftsman Garage, and you were carrying my purse.
Yeah,
remember that was hot?
I used the Turntight mower to carry my wife's purse. Talk about emasculating. I'm walking around with a bunch of builders and guys who are like, you know, walking on roofs and stuff, carrying a woman's bag.
Well, I was with him the whole time, and I was carrying a lot of stuff in my bag.
It was just part of the apparatus.
I was wearing high heel shoes. And
so was I.
Yeah, it's true, but you're used to it more than I am. And it kind of saves my feet a little bit when he does the gentlemanly husband thing and carry my bag
for
me. Yeah,
nobody looked at me funny.
So whenever I see the turn tight from Craftsman, I think, what a nice husband you are.
Yeah, this is a great prize. And the retail value of this is like $1,400.
Really?
Yeah, so this is no podunk lawnmower.
So go to myfixituplife.com and check out the free stuff. And I want to just, you know, sneak preview other shows that are coming up in February. We're taking you inside Extreme Makeover Home Edition job site.
Amazing.
And we're also bringing you into the world of Sterling Cooler with our two favorite master plumbers, Ed Del Grande and Rich Trithewey from This Old House. And then we're going to be taking you on the roof and talking about green and every color in between with Da Vinci Roofscapes.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a new color program. It's pretty rocking.
It's pretty sensational. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So don't forget to go on Facebook and check us out. Post your projects that you guys have been doing. Ask us questions. We love questions.
We love questions. We got a great question the other day on Facebook, and we just love to answer them. That's what we're here for.
We do, because, you know, you go out there on the internet, and you're asking your friends and everything, and there's so many great how-to resources out there, but every project is individual, and every project you just can't read the step-by-step and know what to do in your own home. So,
exactly.
You know, you check out what's going on the other websites, and you come to us and ask your specific questions.
We can detail it for you.
Totally. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, and don't forget to like us on Facebook, and go to YouTube and see all of our cool videos.
Yeah, they're out there. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Call us at 888-710-5557.
And don't forget those free stuff prizes that are up for grabs. We want you to win.
We do want you to win.
So good luck.
And we want you to join us next week
for more My Fix It Up Life.
IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.